I make anywhere from 50 to 60 sandwiches a day. I have to bake bread, I have to prep all the food, I have to cut the vegetables, and then I still have to ring you up and be happy and smile while doing all of that. No matter what's going on inside me, whether I'm going to get evicted that night, I still have to pretend that my life is a joy. My son passed away about 3 months ago, and he passed away in our home, so I couldn't, I can't go back there. It's too hard. So I kind of bounce between my boyfriend's house and my aunt's house because I can't afford anything else. My daily struggle, not being able to save up money to get my own place. I can't buy my own clothes. I can barely eat. I actually eat at Subway. That's my only meal I eat a day because I can't afford anything else. I have to give what little money I get to the two places that I bounce between so that they have it for their homes because I'm staying there. Then there's the electricity, whether or not you got to pay the electricity. Turning the electricity off, I actually had to live 3 months without electricity because I didn't have the money to pay the bill. It's just ridiculous anymore. It's really hard. It's really difficult because I want to help my families and what I'm doing, but I can't on what I make. There's just not enough money to go around for me, for my grandkids, for my aunt, my boy. It's just too much. I feel like I'm dying every day. So that's really difficult to just put all that in the back of your head and go to work and be a happy face to somebody, to make somebody else's day brighter. That's what I have to do every day. I could not afford to get him the mental help he needed. Therefore, unfortunately, he passed away. If I'd have made $15 an hour, I might have been able to afford a therapist for him to go to, or someone that he could just talk to about what was going on, or the medication that he needed to take.